Expedited Partner Therapy, or EPT, is a sex partner management strategy wherein a healthcare provider gives a patient medication or prescription to deliver its treatment to his or her sex partner without that partner having an intervening medical examination. In New York State, EPT is legal for chlamydia trachomatis only. It is allowed for either lab-confirmed or clinically diagnosed chlamydia, as long as there is no concurrent gonorrhea or syphilis infection. In the New York City public STD clinics, patients eligible for EPT are those who are heterosexual and those who have lab-confirmed chlamydia. The reason that we limit EPT to those with lab-confirmed chlamydia is that only 32% of patients treated presumptively for chlamydia have a chlamydia-positive test. So that if we were to offer if we were to offer EPT at the time of presumptive treatment, we would be dispensing a great deal of unnecessary antibiotics. Presumptive treatment for chlamydia, which I will abbreviate henceforth as shown, is common in the New York City STD clinics. It is given frequently to those who are symptomatic or who present as contacts to chlamydia. Patients who have been presumptively treated are not recalled to clinic unless they turn out to have a diagnosis other than chlamydia, as found by laboratory testing, and require treatment for that diagnosis. As a result of these high rates of presumptive treatment and the lack of recall, only a small fraction of patients who are actually eligible for EPT receive EPT. Whoops, sorry. This is just a figure to show you how it plays out. This is about 2.25 years of data that I've rounded the numbers just for illustrative purposes. But in about 2.25 years, we had about 10,000 EPT eligible patients. Of those, only a third were offered EPT, or 3,300, because 67% had been presumptively treated on the day of their clinic visit. Of those 3,300 that were offered EPT, only 55% accepted, so that at the end of the day, only 18% of EPT-eligible patients in our clinics got EPT. The STD clinics use an automated results retrieval system, or ARS, which they can access by phone or via the internet. Each patient attending our clinics is given a card with ARS login instructions and an indication of the laboratory tests that were ordered on the day of visit. They are then told to access the ARS for results 7 to 10 days after the clinic visit. 7 days after the clinic visit, the ARS accesses the electronic medical record laboratory data and uses an algorithm to assign one of four standard messages to the patient. One, results are pending, you need to check back. Two, all your results are negative or normal. Three, call the call center. Or four, return to clinic. Jessica Borelli et al. Presented earlier in the conference the results of the ARS and showed that 55% of patients retrieve their results. Patients who have been presumptively treated for chlamydia who turn out to have lab-confirmed chlamydia get the message, call the call center. And when they call center staff tell them that they were in fact confirmed to have chlamydial infection but have been adequately treated. The objective of this project was to evaluate the impact of using an automated test results retrieval system to invite EPT-eligible patients who had been presumptively treated to return to clinic to obtain EPT for their sex partners. It was a two-pronged intervention. The main thrust of the intervention was that we asked the STD clinic physicians in charge, or PICs, to manually assign an EPT message in the ARS inviting back EPT-eligible patients to return for EPT. All the PICs used the same text for the message, and the patient was told they could return to clinic within 30 days of the day that they were presumptively treated and the date was provided to them in the message. And if they came in, they could pick up EPT for their sex partners. These messages were assigned after the laboratory results became available, typically when the PIC conducted their final review of the medical record. The EPT message was in addition to one of those four standard messages that I showed you earlier. If there was an EPT message, the ARS would indicate that there were two messages for the patient to pick up. The other prong of this intervention was that call center staff were told to inform EPT-eligible patients who had been presumptively treated that they could return to clinic to get EPT if the patient called the call center. So for this ARS-EPT intervention to work, there were three steps. The PIC had to first assign the EPT message, the patient had to retrieve the EPT message, and the patient had to return to clinic to pick up the EPT. We studied EPT-eligible patients with chlamydia detected during 2013 who had been presumptively treated for chlamydia on the date of specimen collection and who would have needed to return to get EPT. We used data from the STD clinic medical record to look at the EPT-eligible patients and to determine whether they returned for EPT, and from the automated results retrieval system to see whether an EPT message had been assigned and whether it had been retrieved. And we matched those two data sets. We used univariate methods to look at three outcomes of interest. One, did the PIC assign an EPT message? Two, did the patient retrieve the EPT message? And three, did the patient return to clinic to get EPT? We used bivariate methods to compare the characteristics of EPT-eligible patients who were and were not assigned an EPT message and who did and did not retrieve an EPT message, and looked at the differences by sex, race, ethnicity, age, number of sex partners, and whether or not they were contact to chlamydia or gonorrhea. So overall, there in 2013, there were 2,780 eligible patients who had been presumptively treated. 37%, or 1,037 patients, were assigned an EPT message. We were surprised to see that the PICs at five of our eight clinics had assigned no EPT messages. At one of the clinics, 95% of the EPT eligibles had been assigned messages, but the range was 0 to 95%. The patients who were assigned an EPT message differed significantly from those not assigned a message. They were more likely to be male, of non-white race ethnicity, and to have more than one sex partner. They were less likely to be a contact to chlamydia or gonorrhea. Message retrieval. 32% of the patients who assigned a message retrieved an EPT message within 30 days of specimen collection. Those retrieving messages were more likely to be female and of white race ethnicity. This shows the distribution in the number of days between presumptive treatment and EPT message assignment by the PIC. So the y-axis shows the percent of patients assigned a message, and the x-axis shows the days between the presumptive treatment and message assignment. And what I'd like to show here is that 25% of all the messages were assigned after 10 days, which is after the time that patients are told to check their messages. And these are our main results. On the y-axis, I show the percent retrieving for, returning to clinic for EPT. These are EPT-eligible patients who have been presumptively treated, the percent returning and picking up EPT. On the x-axis, I show the three different comparison groups. First, I show patients who were assigned a message and retrieved their message. These are patients who were assigned a message but who did not retrieve their message, and these are patients who were not even assigned an EPT message. And you can see that the overall in blue, 11.3% of patients who retrieved their message returned for EPT, but that was really driven by the men, of whom 13.4% returned for EPT. In these other groups, the return for EPT rates were much lower, between, say, almost 4 and 6%. And the differences between the overall and the male, of course, and these other groups are statistically significant, as are the differences between the males and the females in the message retrieved group. So we have limitations, of course, in this analysis. First of all, the intervention was implemented at only three clinics, and the sample size of patients returning for EPT was a little small. Also, 25% of the EPT messages were posted after the date that patients were told to call for their standard message, which likely reduced the number of patients retrieving an EPT message. I should have mentioned here, sorry, that we hypothesized that these rates of return that we saw here were due to the fact that these patients had called the call center and been told to come in and get EPT, and that actually the group here and the message retrieved likely represents both some patients who called as a result of their standard message, but who additionally got an EPT-specific message. And I mention that because one of the limitations here is that we can't be sure about the cause of those background rates of EPT, returning for EPT. We're not sure that they're attributable to the call center message or even that these patients retrieved their standard message. Something we can look at, but we need to verify that by looking in the ARS system. So in conclusion, the ARS intervention appears effective among males. Only a small fraction of presumptively treated patients returned for EPT, about 11% overall, driven by men at 13%. This may not be as discouraging as it appears because a presumptively treated patient is often a contact to chlamydia, so that their sex partners may already have been treated and EPT is not needed. Increasing the number of patients retrieving an EPT message could increase the number of patients returning for EPT, and there are several ways we could do that. We certainly want to work with the PICs who are not currently using the EPT assignment, message assignment, to see if we can get them to do it. We could improve the timeliness of the message assignment, and we may also be able to set up automated texts from the ARS so that patients who have already retrieved their message will get a text when a new message is posted to the ARS. Thank you. No, when they come in, they likely would present as being told to come into clinic. Our triage staff are trained to sort of try to elicit a little more detail. But it would be a physician visit. And we do have the option to do prescription, but literally every patient has always opted for medication in hand when they take EPT.
That was a great talk. I have two hopefully quick questions. The first was, is the rate of receiving ARS messages similar to what you see for folks who are coming in just for a screening visit, who are not presumptively treated?
You know, we have not looked at rates of message or return after messages for multiple groups. We know the overall is 55%, and it was lower for the CPT message, but we haven't looked at it for different subsets of the patient population, but we could.
And related to that, were folks who had a diagnosis of something other than chlamydia or gonorrhea more or less likely to retrieve their ARS message than those who were just presumptively treated, and that was the only reason they were receiving the ARS?
So we only looked at retrieval of the ARS message for people who were EPT eligible, and by definition, you could only be EPT eligible if you had chlamydia but no concurrent gonorrhea or syphilis.
Okay.
Thank you.